great shake, yeah, great shake. Shake it up with milk and make a real big shake. With great shake, yeah, great shake.
Hello, this is Keith Moon of The Who here. Two new Great Shake Shake Mix scenes. Great Shakes Milk Chocolate and Great Shakes Cherry Vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! It's so clean, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now. With Great Shakes, yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shakes. Go to the store and get Great Shakes.
Are we on the air? Probably not.
I don't know why.
Nothing is on the air.
Why isn't it?
Are you on?
I don't know what happened.
You're not on the air.
Why not?
I can't hear it.
You can't hear it? I can't hear it either. Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. We don't know why.
Is it moving?
Something's happening.
I can't hear myself, so.
Why can't you hear you?
I don't know.
You should be able to hear you.
I don't know. Something happened over here.
I don't know.
Something terrible.
I played vinyl okay.
That sounded pretty good.
That was nice. That was Bong Water.
I like them. The lady used to be on that Richard Lewis show.
What?
Anything But Love.
What?
Yeah, the lady from Bong Water used to be on that show with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Are you making that up?
Richard Lewis. No, the lady's name, Catherine something. And she was in Beetlejuice.
Blah, blah, blah.
Her name is Anne Magnuson.
Oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, she was like the boss on Anything But Love.
Oh, okay.
And it was a terrific show, and I don't know why ABC canceled it, because it was amazing.
Hmm. What's she doing now?
She's in a band called Bongwater.
is what she's doing.
This is a Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
I tried a different CD player. Let's see if that works.
Is that working too?
I don't know.
Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air.
I can't tell.
As far as I can tell.
I can't hear anything.
I'm not getting anything out of the CD players. I don't know why.
Oh, you're not getting anything out of the CD players?
No.
It's all so fancy. This station is so fancy. And it needs your help.
You'd like to support this station. Yeah, this station needs your help. Oh, there's something.
Why, what's happening?
You know what it was?
What?
I was confusing CD1 with CD3.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder if anybody else does that. Anyway, this is it. Yeah, so now it's fine.
We're not supposed to play CDs this week. Isn't this going steady
with
vinyl?
This is Singles Going Steady Week at WFMU, which Scott, just didn't do at all. He did a super fancy techno thing instead with, streaming a whole video show.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was incredible.
There was this chipmunk on ecstasy. He was kind of, rubbing his head and stuff.
It's weird, right? Yeah. So I did bring in some vinyl from my own collection, and we heard Bong Water, and that's amazing that you remember Anne Magnuson, because I didn't.
Oh
I
yeah,
forgot.
She was.
I
had
forgot.
A big crush on Anne Magnuson for a while.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, she's good, but I don't have anything in my headset, so whatever callers are saying, you'll have to interpret for me.
I could do like a dance, or
yeah, if you want to do a dance,
sign
it'd be
language
fun.
Or something. You could.
I don't pay much attention
to
the callers as it is.
Why don't you try a different pair of headphones?
No, there's like six different headphones, and none of them work.
They have to work. That's ridiculous.
That's why we need your money.
Oh, yeah, right, money. So we're doing this silent fundraiser that we're not really talking about
it's
on
so
the air.
Silent.
It's so silent nobody's given us any money yet.
We need some money.
So, go online and look for Sportsy Talk, where to, give your money to Sportsy Talk. I don't know why you can't hear your... That's
okay.
Oh, try it again.
Oh, yeah, maybe, you think?
Maybe.
Why are they sleeping?
Oh, yeah, right. So anyway, we're here. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, and we're here on WFMU to tell you about sports.
I like sports.
I bet you could ask Scott. He's still out in the library.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I'll go ask him.
Go ask him what's wrong with the headphones. In the meantime, I'll throw out some... things that we could talk about. We could talk about Percy Harvin coming over to the Jets from Seattle. He's a tremendously talented player who apparently likes to punch people in the face, or so they say. And so he'd be good because he could punch Wex Wyan. We could start a pool, a betting thing on how long it's going to be before he
punches.
I think
punches. He had to bring the chipmunk back.
Ah, oh, geez, really?
The chipmunk was all on acid and stuff. It was all
feeling
its own hair and stuff.
The chipmunk balls?
I'll put the headphones on like I do hear something, but they're really just...
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's because we need your money now.
Yeah, okay, so right.
You need to do something. What is it?
And
pledge?
And we have also this mascot thing where you can edit.
Oh, yeah. So who's our mascot?
Well, I suggested that we... apparently they're only accepting dogs and cats, which I think still makes former co-host Jay... eligible.
Yeah, technically.
But some guy sent in a picture of his llama wearing an FMU hat, and they wouldn't take it because it wasn't a dog or a cat. But I think he should have just said it was, right? He should have just said it was a dog or a cat. Or Jay.
Jay.
So
something
anyway,
with mange.
Yeah, so if you something smelly and hairy.
Smelly
with a lot
gross.
Of mange. So if you
and lovable.
And lovable, yeah. And not housebroken yet entirely, but you can work on that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so if I guess if you make a pledge and you put the name of your pet in the comments section and then you upload a picture of your pet from some other place, that then it's in the running to be the WFMU official mascot.
And if you put our the name of our show or our names on it, we might not, you know, get fired.
Well,
we might
that.
Get to keep doing the show.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to, you know.
We haven't raised any money. We've raised negative
zero.
Dollars. I don't even know how that's possible.
People are taking money away from us?
Yeah, they're like, you know, I'd take it away.
Oh, I heard Sportsy talk. I want to rescind my pledge.
I would like to take their money.
Hey, so I was put, so 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to talk sports with us today. We're both here, finally.
I'm here.
Yeah, you weren't here 2 weeks ago, and I was here by myself, and all
I
the
know,
listeners
it was like
felt,
the best show.
The
I heard that
no,
show, and I thought that show was terrific.
The listeners felt sorry for me. They started calling after a while. I started getting pity calls. It was really sad.
No, that was, I they thought that nice. Was like an electric hour nice. Of radio.
No, it was sad. And then last week, some guy wanted to do an hour show.
Yeah, how
so
did that
we
go?
Just, we just gave him ours.
Do we know if that show was good?
I'm sure it was.
Is that what's replacing us?
I'm sure it was
that,
excellent. I
should
think
I be nervous?
Why, that's why he was trying us out in that slot.
Should I be nervous?
Yeah, I think that's why they tried out in that slot, because I think that's
they're just trying to get people used to the fact that we're going to be
not going to be gone.
Home.
Here. Goodbye.
With Derek Jeter and
we're gonna be out,
John
yeah.
Sterling.
Yeah, Jeets.
How's he doing these days?
Jeter? I don't know.
Yeah, what is he doing these days?
I don't know. He's starting a publishing company. I guess we should get him to, like, publish.
You think he knows how to read? That's cool.
Yeah,
I really had no idea that he...
I think he's a smart guy. I think he should publish us. Because if he's smart, he would, right?
He would publish you. Well, the first book he's publishing, we could probably get this guy in here.
Hey.
It's a guy from the Jersey Journal.
Yeah.
He's been writing about sports since, like, 1950 or something like that.
Yeah. Jeter and likes those old guys. You know,
well,
like, that's why he kept
Well, yeah,
Shepherd
he's, like, been the sports
around.
But the thing is, that Shot Heard Around the World game,
yeah.
He was, like, 12 or something like that. So,
yeah.
Like, he sees the game, and he goes to the Sandlot with his buddies to play baseball.
Uh-huh.
And then a guy hits a comebacker right at him, hits him in the head. And that's,
oh, he goes blind?
He goes blind.
Yeah!
And he's been writing about sports for, like, 50 years. So we're going to have to get him on the air. Because the guy is apparently unbelievable.
So we can just talk about, like, all the tragic sports accidents. You know, like, this guy... Like, we'll get this guy to talk about the guy in India who
the guy
scored
who did
the... He scored a goal and he did a somersault to celebrate
goal,
and he, like, killed himself.
Tried to do
himself.
A flip or a somersault and fell down and died.
He died.
That was super depressing.
I know. It's horrible, right?
Super depressing.
Yeah.
I get all the super depressing updates from Danny D on Twitter
as they
happen.
People should follow us on Twitter.
And should follow Danny D because he is, when there's a tragedy in the world of sports,
he's right there.
He's up on it.
Well, we are too.
He's up on its grill.
Okay. Sportsy tragedy.
Sportsy tragedy.
Tragedy. Sportsy trag.
Like the Jets, they're a sportsy trash.
Oh, jeez. I was just talking about, while you were off trying to figure out how to make your headphones work, I was talking about Percy Harvin.
Yeah, what's he doing? Yeah, there must be some trick.
He came over to the Jets. Well, he's super talented, but apparently he likes to punch people in the face.
Well, he'll fit right in with the Jets. I mean, there's
I
a lot of guys in the Jets I want to punch in the face.
Right? Wex Wyan being, like, number one.
That guy, I can't
be
believe he's not
punch
fired
him,
yet.
Punch him. Well, he will be.
Such a joke.
He will be.
I mean, just fire him right now.
They have to.
Just start over.
There's,
I mean, the guy's a joke.
I think Deadspin does a thing where they list, like, the coaches most likely to be fired mid-season.
And I think he should be fired.
He's always on
at
that
halftime
list.
Of
he's always on that list, and he never gets fired. He should have been fired when he wrecked Mark Sanchez. When he put Mark Sanchez in to play
that
in
that pretty,
the
that was
fourth
pretty low.
Quarter,
he puts
that
him in like a yeah, like the fourth quarter
and
of
destroys
a preseason
his,
game
and destroys his.
He's
career.
Got like the fourth set of blockers there
yeah,
who are like, wait a minute, who am I blocking?
Yeah,
what's happening? And Mark Sanchez's head is rolling around.
Yeah, I know. That was the end of him.
That was terrible.
That was horrible. So yeah,
we've never seen him. I guess he's on the Eagles, but we still haven't seen him.
He is.
He's behind Foles, and Foles is like he's a pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, Foles is good.
But he's broken. And the new guy's broken. And then they chanted for Vic one week,
oh, yeah,
and they put Vic in, and Vic was terrible.
So they
said, so there's no
the
hope
Jets.
For, like, Jets
fans are Jets are set. So they've got Percy Harvin now, who's a super talented receiver, but they don't have anybody to throw to
he
him.
He got cut. First
they don't
of
have
all,
anybody
wait,
to
he
throw
got
to
cut.
Him.
He didn't do anything on the Seahawks. He got cut
yeah.
by the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So the Seahawks are like, we're going to cut him, or we'll just trade him for nothing to the Jets.
And they did. They
and the
traded
Jets are all,
him,
like, very proud
nothing.
Of themselves.
Yeah, but they
meanwhile,
offered,
the Jets are, like, 1-6 and not going to make the playoffs.
They offered him. They offered him Percy Harvin to, like, all sorts of other teams first.
Yeah, for, like, hey, yeah. Do you have a bag of garbage you could trade for us
yeah.
for Percy Harvin? Like, I would
some
like
practice balls for
I would
us
like
or
some
something.
Old steaks. Do you have any of those? Do you have anything moldy and gross
moldy.
That you could trade us for this guy?
And they wouldn't take him. But I heard that he punched out Golden Tate. And remember,
yeah,
Golden
Tate
was
Golden
one. Tate. Yeah, I know Golden Tate wanted to kill you.
Yeah,
Golden
Tate,
Tate
seems like a guy
aggressive.
Who might want to get punched in the face.
Yeah, he looked
like
he wanted to punch
everybody. You ask him about, oh, did you actually catch that ball?
And he
wanted,
in the fail Mary game,
and he was ready to slap me.
He tried to bitch slap you.
I mean, just
spit slap you.
I mean, just no. I mean, he was wetting his hand.
I know he was ready to spit slap you. He was ready to go.
So you know,
Golden Tate,
that guy could relax.
Yeah, Percy Harvin. We'll see.
Percy. No, he's not even going to. I mean, you know, something tragic. Some other tragedy.
Some horrible thing will happen.
Jets.
Yeah, the Jets.
I mean, they missed like a 57-yard field. I didn't even know you could take one from that far away. That's
you
like
can,
from the
right?
parking lot.
What's the farthest?
That's punting distance.
Wait, what's the farthest field goal that's ever been field goal?
60 or something.
60,
like that.
Right?
Yeah, but
yeah,
like for some sort of bionic person.
Some
like
Colquitt. One of the
Colquitts or something
probably
like that.
Did it.
Yeah, like one of those guys. Well, those are punters, but I mean, like some sort of super.
Super.
I don't know if it's Zauerlein or one of those guys. Yeah, 60 yard. And that's just ridiculous. You're at like the 50 yard line and you kick it and it goes through somehow.
Somehow.
Because the wind's going your way or
but
something.
Not 57
you know?
Yards. No.
So.
No. Did you see those trick plays that the Rams did?
Yeah, those were awesome.
Were hilarious.
Well, that's when you watch the red zone like me, it's a dizzying effect because you never know what game you're watching at any one time because there's red uniforms, white uniforms, blue uniforms. You never know what game you're watching. But they were really having fun with the Rams games because the Rams games were doing all kinds of like, I didn't know you could fool the other team if like a punt was coming your way.
Yeah,
you'd all pretend that it was going like that's like a that's like
crazy.
A Starsky like that's
I know.
Like a, you
that was
know.
Like I never I couldn't even figure that play. Okay, here's for listeners
like
who didn't
pull
see
that
it.
In like a Naked Gun movie or something
I,
like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, I have to explain it. Try to explain it for the listeners who
yes,
didn't
please
see
explain it.
It
for me because
okay,
I don't know
so
what
here's
the hell
the thing.
Happened.
Like the guy. The guy punts the ball, and it's going down to the other team to receive it and run it back. And so there are guys from the other team sitting there supposedly watching the ball, right? But apparently not.
Yeah, apparently not.
Because what happened was from the team that punted, everybody ran in the opposite direction. And all the, I don't know, how did that work? And then everybody else
well,
from the team
they
that was
said,
receiving
like,
ran
Pete
over
Pete Carroll
there.
Was having a nervous breakdown because he said the guy acted like he was going to catch it. Like he
oh, he
put
said it like
arm.
A fair catch, but he
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, or something, but I mean, like, I don't know. Like, you just could be waving to the other team. It just doesn't necessarily
I mean,
have to be.
And then he fell down.
Like, hi, how's it going? The ball's not even coming
yeah,
here.
I
don't know
why
you're.
Yeah.
And then so some other guy got it, ran it back for a touchdown. And like everyone else is kind of standing around going like, what happened?
What just happened? Yeah. I didn't understand it.
I don't. Yeah, where
I can't
are the,
explain
if the
it.
Rams did this every week, I think they'd be the most entertaining team in football.
Well,
otherwise,
the,
most of the
did,
time they just get beat. By
then
like
they did the other
points.
Play that was a trick play that I did understand what was happening.
Faked
which
the
is,
punt they, at their they, own like 10-yard line or something like that. I mean, it's a completely drunk.
That takes guts to do
coach.
That.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy move.
Because if you screw it up, you just lost the game.
Yeah, they're going to, like, run the ball in on the next play. Like,
yeah,
they'll just hand it to Marshawn Lynch and he'll drag your whole team over there.
The score was really close, and the punter got the ball, and he acted like he was going to punt it, and then instead he threw a pass to his guy, and they ran
I don't
it.
Even.
They ran the play, yeah.
I mean, who knew the guy could even throw?
Yeah, he
I mean,
threw
why
pretty
would
good.
You?
He threw pretty good.
Most of the time, they don't even let those guys touch the, you know, it's all got to be with feet, like soccer or something like that.
No,
so
not punting.
Yeah, they
have
to pick stuff up with their, they have to pick up people's bags with it and stuff.
You got to
train your feet.
You have to catch the snap. You have to, like, drop it.
I mean, I guess technically, but you really only want to catch it so then you immediately drop it onto your foot.
Well, you do drop
it
onto your
foot. And then you do stuff with your feet because you're a foot guy.
Well, that's why Rex Ryan likes them.
Rex Ryan's a foot
He's
guy.
A foot guy.
He's a lady
Creepy
foot guy.
Lady feet.
I think.
Lady feet.
Oh, he has, still
I
has Mark
that.
Sanchez tattooed to his
on
jersey
his
tattoos.
Wife.
No,
his wife.
He's tattooed to his body.
Oh, right.
I don't know. That's
but his wife is wearing the jersey in the tattoo.
Yes.
It's not Mark Sanchez.
His brother, too. His brother like seems like the fun Ryan, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Stevie Ryan,
Wob.
Johnny Ryan.
Wob Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
Wob Ryan.
He looks like a, you know, he's got real long hair. He's still fat. He didn't get that operation or anything.
Yeah.
And all he does is look like at the field like he can't believe what's happening all the time when it's his team's getting destroyed by some other team. You know, like his defenses
he just,
are.
I know, he just looks sad.
They've, you know, their like, father what? Was kind of a famous defensive coordinator, and then, like, they made him a head coach. He was a terrible head coach.
Yeah.
And so now that anybody named Ryan can have a job in the league if they
Apparently.
Talk tough and.
What,
but I mean,
why,
they're terrible
why,
coaches.
Why Wex Ryan still has a job? I don't know.
Yeah, they don't actually know what they're doing.
No.
Sadly.
They kind of know defense.
I mean, I go for the kind of coaches that know how to cheat. like Belichick.
Yeah, exactly.
He's making up the rules as he go along. He's taping people. He's cheating as much as he can. That's what I look for, and that's true leadership.
201-209-9368 if you want to talk about this week's
I feel bad because, I mean, most of the games that you get to watch because you don't get any channels are like there's a Mexican dog football league that you watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I watch that. Okay. Right.
But, I mean, otherwise, like, it's all Jets and Giants, and those teams are bad.
I know, they're terrible.
They're awful.
I got to see, who did I get to see this week? I got to see Indiana, because I saw that Indiana player get thrown out for, like, tapping a ref on the shoulder.
Yeah, like, you can't hit a ref suddenly? Like, those guys...
Well, he didn't hit him, he just touched him.
Yeah, and then you're
gone. It wasn't
gone.
Like he was Percy Harvin, you know, hitting him in the face. It was like he was just, like, you know, tapped him on the shoulder. Maybe it might have even been inadvertent, and they just threw him around.
That Kukli, is that his guy's name? Kukli? The guy who got thrown out. There was a couple guys thrown out for hitting refs.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they didn't even hit him that bad. If you're going to throw him out...
You should really smack him,
I mean, just,
him, right?
You know, really give it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody wants to hit the refs, because the refs are, you know...
Gut punch him.
Yeah, they're jerks, you know.
As hard as you can.
I mean, whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what CBS did? I get CBS, right?
Yeah, how's that? How's the CBS doing?
They were showing the Green Bay game, which I was watching because my friend used to be a
Green
Bay Packers
cheerleader. Yeah, did they cut away from that?
Yes.
Because it was such a brutal
game. Yes, it was such a brutal game. Like, they just blew it off. It was Green Bay, Carolina, and Green Bay was just smearing Carolina all over the field, which, you know, wasn't that fun to watch. But, I mean, they just said, yeah, you guys, you know, we're going to give you some other game instead. And they switched it over. I'd never seen that happen.
Well, you can't have, like, your ratings get pretty low when it's, like, a 45-point beatdown.
Yeah, I know. But it's
but
just,
I think if
I'd
they
never,
tra- if they ch- they shoot you from one game to the next, they should at least show you the movie Heidi at the end, like the Heidi game.
You told me that the other day. I'd forgotten all about the Heidi
game. The Heidi
game
was really good.
Tell people what the Heidi game
was. Well,
they
really wanted to show Heidi on Sunday night,
yeah,
on
it's,
one of the
it's
channels.
Like, it's
or
like
one
a,
of the channels.
Yeah, it's, I think it was NBC.
ABC's,
I thought it was
ABC.
Was it ABC?
Disney's World of Land of
Children's
Disney.
Disney-ish things. Yeah,
and
so
they were like,
so
you know,
they wanted to show, they had it scheduled.
Yeah, it was like Denver was playing
movie,
somebody.
Heidi. Yeah.
And it was like, they were up by like 4 touchdowns or something like that with like 10 minutes left. And they're like, yeah, we're going to see you later. We're gonna start showing Heidi now. And so they switched to Heidi. And
then everybody missed it when they came back.
It was the greatest comeback in the history of the NFL.
And everybody missed, like, the exciting comeback.
And everybody was really mad because they read about it in the paper the next day.
And they didn't get to see it because it was on TV, but it got cut.
But I think people would really enjoy
Heidi.
I mean, Heidi's a great movie.
Well, I mean, you know, it just was kind of weird to say, like,
he says it was the Raiders and the Jets. Now, anytime you want to get away from the Jets... anytime you want to switch away from a Jets game to the movie Heidi, I would say do it.
Yeah,
but the Raiders came all the way back in the final and beat the Jets 43-32. That's
of
a
course
big,
they did.
That's a big comeback.
Of course they did.
That's
of
a huge comeback. Of course they did. Because only the terrible things generally only happen to the. I guess it was only a minute left. So I don't know. 32
but they
to
missed
29.
Yeah, they cut when it was really exciting
all
and
kinds
close.
Of terrible things happen to the Jets that wouldn't happen to any other team.
Yeah, because
I don't know how it is. I mean, it really is bizarre.
They're just losers.
I feel bad because of the people
tragic,
who grew up watching the Jets. You know, you get spoiled that first year
because
they like won the the championship with the Mr. Handsome there.
Yeah,
whatever his name is, Broadway Joe. And then just for the next 40 years, it's just been insane misery and crazy nonsense.
Yeah.
And then dudes tripping each other, dudes tripping guys out of bounds.
Terrible. They're like the football equivalent of the Mets.
It's the,
like
Mets, the Mets, the Jets, any Ets team.
Well, people that root for one root for the other because there are people that just like
to root
for losers.
I would cheer for any team that had
Ets
at the end. Yeah,
no,
like the Zets
just losers.
Or the Pets.
I'm not doing it.
New York losers. Pets.
The Pets. You're
they
a
could
poet.
Be in that Mexican dog league. New York, Los Pets.
Los Pets of the Mexican Dog League.
Yeah, the Mexican Dog Football League.
I like that. I think
that's a good league.
It's a good league.
Are our phones down? Is that why no one's calling?
No, 201-209-9368. They're all online.
Someone should call and let us
making.
Know that the phones work.
Because we don't actually know.
Where's Danny D? Well, I don't understand. Where's Danny D?
I don't know if the phones work or not. Because
the phones are broken?
Apparently
the headphones aren't working. We need your money right now.
Are you
sure?
Yeah,
nothing's working over here. I don't know.
Okay, what
I mean,
if
I'm not a real DJ
look,
like the
okay,
rest
so
of you
there's,
guys.
Okay, so there's some headphones that are plugged into a
there's all kinds of headphones.
Headphone jack,
nothing's
right?
coming out of any of them.
Did you turn it up? There's like a little
dial? Yeah, oh, I turned it. I was turning it all kinds of ways.
Oh, jeez.
I could go online and listen to it. Would that be after the 7-second delay?
That'd be great. I wonder if, like, Scott, when he was doing his fancy video...
With the chipmunk thing? When you plug in the chipmunk, you unplugged everything else?
Maybe so, yeah.
Maybe they hit a thing that makes it so that there's no power over here or something.
I don't know.
It's all very dark.
Your mic works.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. We're on the air?
209-9368. Apparently, we're on the air. I think we're on the air. Nobody told me we weren't.
We're talking now. Would you rather watch Heidi or the Jets? Call now.
God, Heidi. Anything but the Jets. Hey, the soccer playoffs are happening, and you can't see those either. We have a call.
We have some soccer playoffs.
WFMU, you're possibly on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Hello.
I can't hear him. Is there anybody there?
I can't either. No.
Sportsy Talk.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Possibly.
Possibly. Well, their line is lit up, but there's nobody talking. What happened to our board?
Something terrible. I think that maybe
terrible.
That's why they sent that memo about
something
spilling beer on the board.
Something terrible has happened. Oh, there's somebody. WFMU. See, they hung up so we can hear them.
Okay, good.
So at least we know that the phones are working.
The phones are working? How many phones are working? Just one? We heard the hang up?
Yeah, we heard a hang up, so we know that they're working. So the other person just wasn't
saying
anything.
Are they in mono
anything,
or something?
Apparently. No, they're fine.
Are they in stereo?
Our mics are in mono and they are not.
Everything's fine.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Bronwyn and Jen.
It's Danny D.
I can't hear you, Danny D,
I
but
might
hello.
Be the first two. I might be those first two, because I dialed my phone, but I didn't hear it do the ring thing.
Huh.
She'll translate for me.
Jim, Jim can't actually hear you, because he doesn't have earphones.
Yeah,
what?
I don't have earphones.
We don't know why the headphones.
Cool.
We don't know why the headphones aren't working.
I can't figure it out.
Do you want to switch?
Then you can't hear.
Well,
you're the main component of this radio show.
Why don't we switch, and you can talk to Danny D while I figure out what's wrong with your headphones.
Oh, you think you could figure that out?
I think I could figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Danny D, hold on. We're switching positions here. All right. Here comes Jim the Poet. One half of the most
Jim the Poet on WFMU. Sportsy Talk. Oh, look. See, you actually have something coming out of the headphones over here. Danny,
what's going on?
Regale us with tragedies of sports.
Oh, I saw that, and I was just like, and it's always India.
Well, there was the I was telling.
It seems to be out of India.
I was telling Bronwyn about Kendrys Morales. Kendrys Morales hit like a walk-off grand slam. He was still like an all-star for the Angels a few years ago, and as he rounds the bases and comes home, everyone's like, "Yeah, we're gonna like you know jump up and down on him, hit him on the head or whatever." And they didn't. They broke his leg in like six places, and he was out for like 2 years or something. They had to carry him off the field. It was super, super sad. So that was a bummer.
Yeah, and then you have the Gramaticas jumping up and down and tearing their ACL up.
Yeah, that's terrible. The thrill of victory quickly becomes the agony of defeat in one fell step. How did you get that stuff working over there?
No, it's not working.
Nothing's working. It's been confirmed by a real DJ. As opposed to just me. That's why we need your money as part of this silent thing that we're doing.
Yeah,
so take $20 out of your parents' wallet, put it in an envelope, send it to WFMU.
Soupy sales, right?
Yeah. Just do it now. I mean, I know if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road, get an envelope, take some money out of your mom's wallet, put it right in there, and mail it to us.
In the car if you're driving.
Otherwise,
my mom's
usually in the back seat. She's usually driving me around, going to the mall or something. Danny, how did you do this week in the fantasy football?
I think the good team won and the bad team lost.
Okay, yeah, because I have nothing but bad teams.
In the league, I'm doing well. In the original league, I'm doing terrible.
In the original league, I'm doing better than I am in the new league. Because
you have two teams in
it. I have like six teams. One of the teams was... You know, I left it open because I thought everyone was going to join. So I'm in a league with a bunch of people I never heard of who are all like
how are you doing in that one?
Pros. I'm getting killed. I'm getting murdered. I don't know. I had like Hoyer from the Browns starting. Look what I could, you know, I was like all
my. That was the Browns. Like the I wonder. I don't know. I have to look this up. I mean, the Browns may have a golden opportunity here to do something that even the Browns have never done. In terms of bad stuff, because they lost to an 0-6 team this week, and now they get the chance to do it again.
They're playing the Raiders this week?
They play the Raiders this week.
The Raiders have to win one. I mean, they're just going to do whatever the Rams did this weekend, where you're like, you know, you're putting the ball up in your shirt and running around. You throw like 20 balls on the field and then say, which one's the real one? And then like six guys get touchdowns. I mean, you got to think that they're going to start pulling some nonsense because they were getting there was some chief who was like injured and holding up a sign that said 0-6 Raiders. You guys are terrible or something like that. And it's like you only do that because it's daylight in the black hole. Because otherwise, you'd get killed. Like that place is one of the most dangerous places, not just in America, but in the world. Oakland Coliseum.
Well, that's because unlike, you know, some third world countries have plumbing that works.
Yeah, no, it is a frightening, terrible place that you feel nothing but like a hanging sense of dread at the Oakland Coliseum. So I don't know.
I'll give you one guess.
Yeah.
As to who has the best record in the original Sports to Talk League.
It's probably Bronwyn. I think Bronwyn was killing.
No. Bronwyn lost to this team.
Studio B Ben's cleaning up, and I think both leagues.
Yeah pretty much. I mean,
yeah, he's apparently some sort of savant.
He's
all right. I'm giving the headphones back to Bronwyn. We'll see you and talk to you soon.
Yeah, well, she's excited about Tony Stewart.
All right, I'm back on.
Bronwyn.
Hey, Danny D. Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't bring this up. The big excitement. Your favorite story of the year.
I'm at the other mic. And I can't
Tony Stewart.
What about him?
Did you see? Oh, you didn't see the, not this week's race, but the week before.
Oh, my God.
There was like a big melee where Keselowski got mad at somebody and rammed into the guy on pit road. And then I guess he, in running, trying to run into this guy on pit road, he ran into Stewart's car too. So then Stewart got pissed and he rolled forward and then he rammed backwards into Keselowski's car.
He is giving us a lineup of an old race from 2 weeks ago where Tony Stewart's car got hit.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mess with Tony Stewart anymore.
No,
cause like,
he's a killer.
I mean, he'll run you down. He's just waiting for like the heat to be off of him.
Yep.
Pretty much. And then the most boring... Like,
I know, he wanted to talk about it, and I said, you know, he tweeted at me, I think, and I said, yeah, we don't have a show for like 2 weeks, you know.
We didn't even have
show. You know, we're off the air.
Hey, did you listen to
we haven't raised enough money.
Danny, did you listen to that other guy that filled in for us last week? Was he any good?
No.
Oh. You didn't listen to him?
No, I mean, no.
Okay. You didn't listen to him.
I'm
sure
he's
great. That's right, the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today. Yay! All right.
But so basically there was a big melee back by the trailers and stuff where people were all mad at Keselowski, and then Matt Kenseth, who is like the beige of drivers. Like he's the most, like if anybody was driving an unmarked NASCAR around the track, it'd be Matt Kenseth. He's the most boring driver in NASCAR history. He got mad at Keselowski. He actually ran up to him and like started like wailing on him, wanting to beat him up and stuff.
Wow!
Like
so
he got mad at Keselowski. So
did anybody get like fined or thrown out or anything? Did anything happen?
Keselowski
any repercussions? Did anybody get traded to the Jets for that?
Well,
that's pretty. That's
well,
a tough.
No,
yeah. I mean, nobody got traded.
I don't
to the
know
Jets?
If it raised up to that level. That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the best? How can we properly punish Percy Harvin?
Trade him to the Jets?
We'll trade him to the Jets.
That'll exactly. teach him.
And he is the perfect Jet. I mean...
Why is
he's
going to
be great
Jet?
With us because he doesn't get along with anyone as a malcontent. So that's
good.
Great.
Perfect. That's what we need.
Dude was on a Super Bowl champion. You cannot be happy on a Super Bowl champion.
Well, they're not like Super Bowl champions now. They're not playing, you know, they're playing okay. They're not like they were.
The Jets, the Giants,
the Seahawks.
Well, they could have used
no, the Seahawks. Are bad. Like,
the Seahawks aren't good this year.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Okay, but Danny, Jim can't follow this at all because he has no headphones.
Okay, well,
so
I'm
gonna,
got no headphones.
He's singing now. He's singing to himself. He's sitting in the corner singing to himself.
Crying.
It is a tragedy. But thank you for calling and giving us
somebody else call in with like a random fact.
Yeah.
And then have
tragedy.
Bronwyn trick Jim into thinking something else.
Oh, I could do that. Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, we won't tell him. Okay.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Danny.
Bye.
Take care.
You keeping Danny. Secrets from me now?
Yeah. Here, listen. I got some other music. This is another one of my vinyl records that I brought in for
here, let me put on some headphones.
I know you can't hear it. Can you not hear
it? No, I can't hear anything.
Oh, let me turn it off. Wait, okay,
nothing.
I'll turn off our mics.
Because l'amour is toujours there. that's for sure. For a sprain, there's a cure. For a strain, there's a cure. And even for a buzzing in the brain, there's a cure. You can wear it to pay when your hair flies away. But what you gonna do when you're in love? There's no cure.
I like how she rhymes cure, l'amour, and sure. L'amour.
Because l'amour is toujours. They have a drug for every bug. But for l'amour, there's no cure. That's for sure. For an itch, there's a cure. For a twitch, there's a cure. And even for what ails the idle rich, there's a cure. They can take up the slack when your back's out of whack. But what you gonna do when you're in love? No cure for l'amour. Because
for sure.
Louis L'Amour.
No cure. Oh, Louis L'Amour. Have you ever read
I like
any
that
of those?
Guy. He was good. Yeah, he used to write cowboy novels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carmichael on the board says, I've seen people burned alive for wearing the wrong jersey at the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough. That's why those jerseys are black, because they've been burned so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken from Hyde Park has a helpful story about a cross-country runner who helped an injured runner across the line. That's always nice when you carry it, you pick up another person. I love sportsmanship. It brings a tear to my eye. As opposed to punching referees and beating on
your
wife.
You need Oscar Pistorius to have somebody help him the next time he wants to shoot somebody.
What's it going to take to get that whole thing over with?
I don't know.
Is he guilty of anything?
He was found guilty of some kind of like inadvertent homicide or something.
Some sort of South African homicide?
Yeah. Oh, it was oops. Homicide.
Oops,
you know?
Homicide?
Yeah, and now they're doing the sentencing hearing, which has been going on for, like, several years.
Yeah,
and
what on earth? Like, I mean, they must only have, like, one murder a year if every murder trial takes this long.
Yeah, I know. So the sentencing hearing, they had, like, some scientists and experts came in, and one of them said, oh, he's really sorry, so he should just get, like, house arrest for a couple of months. Because he's really...
I think it should be dependent really on how hot the person that you killed is. And she is super hot.
Yeah.
And the world would be a much better place if
she was still around.
She was around because
she was super pretty and super nice. You know what? We're getting a call.
Oh, we are?
I'm going to have to take it.
Yeah, just translate it for
me. Okay, I will. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. This is Bronwyn C. Jim the Poet can't hear you because the headphones aren't working.
I can't hear you.
Who's this?
Oh, well, I'm calling to contest... your statements about the Oakland Coliseum and the black hole, because I was a season ticket holder there for several years.
Oh, okay.
And I can I'd be happy to break down, you know, entirely what's going on in that stadium.
Wow. Maybe I should give my headphones to you, Jim. This is our caller is calling to contest what you said about the Oakland Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. I usually say some really terrible things.
About the Oakland Coliseum.
And, oh, the Oakland Coliseum's a nice place? Is that what you're saying?
He says that he had season tickets.
Oh, well, it's really nice if you're dressed up like,
okay,
you know, like one of the members of KISS.
Hold on, caller. I'm going to give my headphones to Jim so he can talk to you. Okay, hold on.
You can yell at me when I get my headphones on.
Okay.
You say you were a season's ticket holder at the Oakland Coliseum?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the black hole specifically refers to the south end zone area of the Oakland.
It's terrifying, usually, when they show it on television, because it's grown men dressed as... like they're in, like KISS outfits or something like that. They're, you know, it's all black, and then they're all wearing Raiders jerseys, and they're all out for blood. basically.
Well, there's an avid fan base, just as there is in many NFL cities. The thing I think, the point I wanted to make is that when I first got season ticket hold, when I first got season tickets, I sat in the black hole. But then I eventually moved to another part of the stadium where the tickets were a little bit more expensive, because I found that in the black hole, because the tickets are cheaper because they are end zone seats,
right,
you get a lot of younger people who are kind of rowdy and want to drink a lot.
Right.
So there's a very rowdy energy there. But so
I've been to the Warriors games, and I've been to a couple of A's games, and the place is just like the – I mean, the Oakland Coliseum is just gigantic. It's just super huge. And then when you see it on television, usually those games are, you know, at 4 o'clock or something like that. It just seems like one of the most intimidating places to go in the NFL, because the everybody's really behind the Raiders, and they're ready to burn the place down. Like, it just always seems like a crazy mob scene there.
Well, to some extent, I think that's a caricature, and part of it is because the city of Oakland is a very racially diverse place, and the fan base is very racially diverse.
Right.
So there are a lot of people of color at the games, and I hear people speaking all kinds of different languages around me, like not just Spanish, but also Tagalog and stuff like that.
Well, they went
Asian people.
You know, for a while the Raiders were in Los Angeles, and then they moved back, and I think the Oakland crowd has just become more and more rabid as the years go on. Like, they came very close to winning a Super Bowl almost 10 years ago, and now it's like, you know, they've been kind of bad for a while, and I think
it's been an entire generation of complete oblivion,
which is too bad, because it's one of the best, one of the most
like
popular.
A lot of stadiums in the NFL, if you sit in the better sections where the tickets are a little more expensive, you'll get fans who are like completely focused on the game. And if an opposing fan comes into that section and is wearing an opposing jersey, they will take a lot of verbal abuse, but it's not really that often that fights break out. So I just wanted to dispute the idea.
Right, I was having a little fun. But, in general. Oh, you can hear, too?
I can hear now.
We're all part of the conversation.
I plugged it into the other
thing. Oh, that's good
thing.
See, yeah, that's right? Real DJ thinking over there.
It only took me 44 minutes to do it.
5 minutes left.
All right.
Thank you for the call. No, I appreciate the Oakland fans, and
you can always set us straight. We welcome.
Yeah, we're listening.
Because most of the time,
are you pledging?
Yeah, no one's pledging.
I'm a big supporter of you guys.
Oh, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's great.
No, the times that I've been to NFL stadiums of late, like, mm-hmm. I went to a preseason game for the Patriots back when it was still Schaefer Stadium, and mm-hmm. that was the first time I saw Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all, like, people had to go to that game because they were season ticket holders, or they'd given them away to people or whatever, and that was fun. But that rabid sense, I went to a Jets game where basically just, like, the Chargers beat the Jets by about 50 points. And that one of their main Jets, Kotchery or something like that, like I don't know, broke his arm or something like that during the game. They carried him off, and everyone was kind of like, oh, this is, like, the worst, most depressing game ever. But, like, there's not that sense of fandom, because the tickets are so expensive. It's mostly like corporate seats and people kind of going to the game and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it is really entertaining to see, especially when they go around the rim of the crowd and you see those
real
Raiders.
Fans.
They're just like, I am ready, like, it's on. That's why I don't think Chiefs guys should be holding up little signs that say.
But the Raiders fans are trying to look scary, aren't they? I mean, that's kind of the thing, isn't it? So they succeeded.
Yes.
Well, it's
in
a
other
tradition,
words.
You know, all that costume and stuff.
Yeah.
No, I think it's cool. It's like
it's
Rocky
cool.
Horror or something, you know. It's fun. Well, it used to be that the Redskins had these guys who dressed up as pigs. Like, they were the hogs, and they were in the front row. Yeah. It was like the pig guys or something like that. I think those guys all...
psychosexual implications of all of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like...
Because they're all, like...
Yeah, they were all in dresses, too. They were, like, pigs in dresses.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and I think those guys all had, like, strokes or something.
That's
exciting. Like, they're all, like, in their 80s or something.
Yeah, great.
It's nice to see, real fans who are really pumped up and going for it.
And terrifying us.
And, yeah, scaring the crap out of...
Scaring the crap out of everybody else. That's good. So thanks for your call, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, hey, if you're a Patriots fan, then I am going to come over there right now and kick your ass.
Good. Okay. I'm not. I'm a Giants fan.
I know. Everybody hates the Patriots. I understand.
We're still angry about the Tuck rule.
We stole a game from them in the playoffs. It was snowing, and they, we did. We stole the game from them. We're cheaters. I understand.
Yeah, yeah. He admits that they're cheaters, so that's good.
I admit it. It made no sense to me at the time, and it still makes no sense to me.
Well, thanks for your call. Bye-bye. I cut him off. I didn't mean to cut him off. I'm so excited.
He's a Raiders fan.
I know, but you know, he's going to come over and kick your ass.
That's fine. I mean,
we have things. There's so much sportsy stuff.
Oh, there is.
Yeah. Okay. The Red Bulls.
We got like 15 minutes left.
And that's a sportsy thing.
The Red Bulls
are in the playoffs. Nobody can see them. Nobody knows when the playoffs are. They're playing Montreal on Wednesday. Nobody knows.
I like Montreal because they have cool uniforms.
I haven't even seen their uniforms. Yeah, it's like this like mystery sport. It's like, how are they ever going to build a fan base? I mean, I know they have some fan base,
by throwing a lot of money at the, like, I mean, the
yeah, but they don't,
soccer
they don't
leagues
show
make a lot.
They don't show it anywhere. You can't follow
it.
It's like
teams
you can
are,
fo-
the teams are
we
bad.
We can follow British soccer.
Yeah, I do. I follow it all the time. I watch every game.
They show Premier League on NBC.
I know, it's great. You wake up on Saturday and Sunday mornings, you watch all the games. It's great.
Yeah, that's right. You want to talk about the World Series is happening now. Nobody cares about that, right? I mean, do they?
I don't know. I just don't have a real rooting interest. You know, like I would like to see the Giants lose because the Giants used to break my grandfather's heart. You know, when he was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan and stuff like that.
Oh, jeez, that stuff again. I don't want to hear about that.
You don't care about Brooklyn?
No, I don't care about stuff that happened in the 1950s in Brooklyn.
Well, he was old, you know. I mean,
I'm just saying,
the Giants won a couple of times.
Yeah.
Let's just not give them the bad, you know.
But the Royals are just, I mean, God, Kansas City is a horrible place.
I like the barbecue there. I went to the game
barbecue.
In the
You know where it's better? South Carolina has better barbecue than Kansas City.
Yeah,
Kansas
they don't have baseball teams in South Carolina. They only have like football Gamecock teams or something.
Gamecocks.
Like that.
Gamecocks. I bet the Gamecocks have a baseball team.
They do actually. I think they went to the
College World
Series.
That
was the first time they ever did that.
Did it?
But the Royals, I guess I'm cheering for the Royals, but I don't know. I don't know.
You.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I went to some Royals games when I lived
there. Yeah, they seem like nice kids. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean,
it's
they, so, they've been so, in last place for 40
so,
years.
It's so
they hadn't even made the playoffs in 40 years. They had like 25 years of losing.
That's because they're not good.
No, it's because they would get good players and those guys would leave.
They had Beltran, they had Johnny Damon,
they had Brett Saberhagen. I don't know. They had a bunch of guys who were pretty good, and then they're like, I got to get out of this place, man.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's terrible. It's a terrible place. Why would you want to live there?
Awful.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Go Royals.
Ugh. Yuck. I can't say that.
Well, I feel bad because the Giants, they're probably just going to be an earthquake during the series again. Like, it's the 25th anniversary of the earthquake series.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, the...
oh, my God. I remember that. I was watching when that
Giants
earthquake
versus the Oakland A's.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's watching. And you're like... We tuned in late and was like, what's going on? Cause like,
yeah,
just
I was
like,
watching it. I was just as it started. It happened really early in the game. And it's like,
it was
the guy.
Just as it was happening.
Yeah, and the guys, the announcer guys were like, what? What's happening? You know, and you could see everything like shaking and stuff.
I mean, it was a really bad earthquake.
Yeah.
So I assume that the earthquake.
It'll happen again?
Yeah, I just assume that's going to happen again. I mean, you might as well do it again.
They're all going to get Ebola.
No one's going to get Ebola. Ebola. I mean, Ebola is like really hard to get. Only one person died of it in America. Like, people die of the flu. Like,
I know,
go get a
right?
flu shot.
Yeah, get a flu shot.
I mean, like 40,000 people a year die of the flu, and we're not like on Fox News going, why hasn't Obama done more about the flu? It's like, I don't know. It's 40,000 people die every year. Nobody cares. Because it's called Ebola. It's like I don't even know.
Scary.
Whatever.
Because people saw
No one's going to get it.
People saw that movie. Nobody made a movie about
the flu.
It was that movie that was like Outbreak or something.
We have to get that monkey? That movie?
Yeah.
That wasn't Ebola.
I thought it was Ebola.
No, it was just like hot zone thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that's why. I think if they made a flu movie, about people like
influenza has killed more people in the history of the world than anything else.
So people going on the subway, you know, and they
sneeze on you and you die.
You know, and they got the greasy pole, you know, and you hang onto the pole, and then they're following the guy who comes out of the subway after he held onto the pole, and then he touches something, and then somebody else gets the flu, you know. If they made a movie like that, I think people would be terrified of the flu.
That they got Dustin Hoffman to say, we've got to find that monkey. It's like the best thing that ever happened. Ebola, nobody has Ebola. No one's going to get Ebola. People who think they have Ebola are, like, no
have
one has
flu.
It. Okay. I mean, unless you were the guy's nurse, you're not getting it.
Right.
And those people all done, you know, like only two of those people got it.
That's right.
Because they were like, oh, well, I don't know. It was Dallas. They're like, well, I don't know.
They were non-union.
Why don't you just go lick the wound or
they
something?
Were not, they were non-union nurses.
Yeah, I know. They're like, kill them. Who cares?
Oh, and you know, the thing I liked was that there was that the woman, that the second nurse that thought that she got it, yeah. She was like...
Did they kill her dog or just person's dog?
Bentley the dog. So they did. Okay, so the first woman, the first, Nina Pham, the first...
Yeah,
no,
I liked her.
Got
she
it,
was
right?
Pretty.
Yeah, and she got it. And then they were saying, like, oh, it's amazing that she got it because she's the one who taught us the protocol. And, like, you guys are screwed.
You learned guys are the, all dead. You're all dead.
You learned the protocol from the one person.
The monkey's going to kill you all.
Okay, here's another thing we could talk about that's ludicrous. Yeah. The NBA and their 44-minute game. Do you know about that?
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Wait,
I thought
okay,
they should get,
normal,
rid, of, they should get rid of one whole quarter.
Yeah, right. They should do that.
It should go from halftime to the fourth quarter.
A normal game is 48 minutes.
It takes forever. It's like 3 hours
well, the
of 40, nonsense.
The 44-minute game took an hour and 58 minutes to
That's
play.
Pretty good.
Yeah, but 40, the
because
normal
they took,
game.
Because they took timeouts away from the teams, too.
I have, so you, did they? Okay.
You can't have 20 timeouts during the game.
All right.
Because
well,
the last 2 minutes of the game
how
take
many, how many
45
timeouts
minutes.
are they allowed
like
to have?
Like three full timeouts every half, and then like two of those 20-second timeouts.
Yeah,
and then there's like built-in timeouts for commercials.
Right.
So there's just timeouts all the time.
I know there are.
And it's
super boring. And the end of the game is like when it's the most boring.
Incredibly boring because all they do is call timeout the whole time. So well, take so, away so timeouts and get rid of the third quarter entirely.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense.
Just go like it's lightning round. Let's go.
So they
score
have,
some points or die.
Just so people know, in case they don't know, a normal game is 48 minutes. So they're making this big fuss about the 44-minute game. They're cutting 1 minute off each quarter.
I would get rid of the quarters.
That's just I know.
In
makes
college
more sense.
Basketball,
makes
they
more
do,
sense.
Like, it's like 2 hours on the dot, and it's like they have two
really?
Halves of 20 minutes, and then that's it. And
oh,
they call timeouts.
Kidding?
They do all kinds of stuff.
Wait, they have, people, two, they have two 20-minute halves?
Two 20-minute halves.
So that's a 40-minute game.
And they like the shot clock is like 35 seconds or something like that. So, like, you know, that's why you have 60 to 50 scores and stuff like that, because, like, I don't know, they just kind of dribble around and shoot. They don't, like, goof around and blah blah and moving around and set.
They,
could, picks.
They should do. They should get like the Rams coach to teach him some trick plays.
The Rams
plays.
Coach comes
teach
up with
him some
two
trick
good,
plays.
That guy comes up with two good games a year, and the rest of the time his team's getting killed, blown out, blown the doors off.
Teach the NBA guys some trick plays, and the game would go a lot faster and be more
all
entertaining
to
watch.
All you have to do
you
is
know?
Watch the Harlem
have
Globetrotters.
All five,
and
yeah, like right. Exactly. Yeah, the Harlem Globetrotters. I did that for my birthday when I was a little girl. They came to Omaha. And that was what I asked for my birthday, was to go see the Harlem Globetrotters in Omaha. And my dad...
That's awesome.
My dad thought that was so strange. He said, honey, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, Dad.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Those guys win every night.
Yeah, they were great. We went, they were, you know, they were playing some hapless white guys, you know.
Yeah, the Washington Generals.
Yeah, yeah, that team. Yeah, yeah.
See, I want to do a Washington Generals movie.
I love that.
I want to do a movie where, like, you know, they're getting beat like they are every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, some coach is like, we're going to go out there and we're going to kill them. You know, like, he gives this big speech and then they, like, they're dunking on the Harlem Globetrotters. It's going to be a good movie.
Well, they
Dustin
go,
Hoffman's going to be the coach. He's going to be like, we've got to find that monkey.
Oh, no. That would come across as racist. 201-209-9368. We both have headphones now, so you
we've
could call.
Give that, we've got to give that monkey the ball. If you made a flu movie, it would have to star Jeff Goldblum, says Carmichael. Then Karen says Contagion was the kind of the flu movie Brahman describes.
Oh, Contagion?
Oh, man, that person shook hands with that person and then paid with a credit card and then borrowed somebody's phone. And then
was that the one with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think she dies. That's another happy Gwyneth Paltrow dying movie.
Yeah, I saw.
I was talking about Seven today.
I saw some of that on.
Where her head ends up in a
box.
I don't want to ruin it for her.
No, I was thinking about Seven today. That's so amazing.
Yeah, so
we were,
I was
about
mentioning
Brad
somebody
Pitt.
Made a Seven reference to
because
me.
Brad Pitt is in that movie Fury.
Yes.
And he was in Seven.
Yes.
And he was a genius in that.
In Seven?
Yeah.
He was just kind of like.
Yeah. I love
young,
Brad Pitt.
Pretty Brad Pitt.
What else do you need? He's great.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's fine.
Yeah,
there's
he's
nothing
fine.
Wrong with him.
Yeah, he was genius.
I liked him better in 12 Monkeys because he was insane.
Oh, yeah, he was great in that.
And they're making a 12 Monkeys show, which I don't know how that
what?
Could work.
On
yeah,
TV?
Yeah, it won't make any sense. A
no,
TV
that
show.
Make any sense. No,
yeah, it's
make
not
going to
make any sense.
No.
Well, because the whole point of 12 Monkeys was it was like...
You got to get that monkey.
No, it was supposed to be contemporary with, like, this guy had come back in time.
Yeah.
When 12 Monkeys was, like, almost 20 years ago, right? So it was, like, 19... He came back from 1999 to 1998 to warn us about a global pandemic.
Was it Ebola?
It was Ebola. We all died. The end.
The end.
We didn't find the monkey.
Oh, no.
Stay tuned for Night People. Night People's got, I usually make
They've got the monkey.
They usually, they have the Ebola
they,
monkey.
They got the Ebola monkey.
How do they get these guests?
God, I don't know. It's amazing. Who do they have? Do they actually have a guest?
I don't know. Probably.
They have the Ebola monkey.
They always have somebody great. They had Joel from, the last time it was like, that's as close to Joel from Mystery Science Theater as I'll ever get.
Yeah.
I was just like, Joel, we love you.
That was it.
That was as close as I got. Mm-hmm. The oldest living Red Sox is dead.
Oh, yeah.
Lou.
Well, then he's not the oldest living one
anymore.
No,
he's now the second oldest one.
He's another one of those dead guys.
Lou
Lucier. He's not living anything. Yeah, he's not alive.
He was the oldest surviving member of the Red Sox.
He's dead.
Died at the age of 96. He was a right-handed pitcher, and he was old. Now the oldest living Red Sox is...
Who?
Bobby Doerr.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer.
Jeez.
I was supposed to meet him, but he was too old 10, 12 years ago to come to the event. He couldn't fly from Oregon then. And now all his friends are dead. Thank you. Good night.
What a happy show.
I did an event with now they're all dead. I think Dom DiMaggio is still alive, though, too. So Dom DiMaggio was supposed to be at the event. Bobby Doerr. Johnny Pesky. David Halberstam.
Did you write haiku for all of them?
I didn't because I wanted them to come and sign things. But Dom DiMaggio was real mean. And Johnny Pesky was great. And now they're all dead.
Okay.
I think Dom DiMaggio is still alive, though.
Hey, do you want to talk about the... they're going to postpone the Winter Olympics because...
What?
They're postponing the Winter Olympics because the Qatar Qatar... is that how you say it? Qatar?
Yes.
The World Cup in 2022...
Yeah.
Is in the winter, and they don't want it
what?
To... They don't
I thought
want,
they were
going to
cancel
the winter,
that.
They don't want the Winter
hey!
Olympics. Hey! Night congratulations, people Night People, on your great guest, the Ebola monkey. Really
is that who you have tonight, the Ebola monkey?
That's fantastic.
Yes, how did you
is.
Get that monkey?
That's amazing. Okay, I have one more song.
They're screwing up... Oh, okay.
Wait.
Well, they're screwing
we can
up...
We talk over it, though.
I don't understand, because they're screwing up the World Cup.
Yeah. Oh, okay, they're screwing up the World Cup.
It's too
and
damn
in order,
hot to play
yeah,
in the...
and so they're going to have it in the winter. And so, because they're having it in the winter, they're going to have to stop the Winter Olympics and
no,
have the Winter Olympics.
No, this is a bad plan, all right. Can't they just have the can't they just have the World Cup in a place that's not 150 degrees every day?
You would think so.
You would think so.
But that's not what they're doing.
I think if you took away Qatar's World Cup, though, they would a lot of things would blow up all over the place.
I can't get used to saying Qatar. I always said Qatar. It looks like Qatar.
I mean, you could say Qatar. No one's going to know.
No, they know it's Qatar now because everybody says Qatar.
I mean, just Americans do.
This is Chibo Matto doing Black Hole Sun.
Am I supposed to write that down?
I don't know. It's one of my rare vinyl singles going steady records that I brought in today. It's pretty awesome. And we spoke today over the sound of a horse-drawn
yeah,
carriage.
What was that? It sounded like some sort
of... It was
of
the first thing I grabbed after I ran into the...
I know you ran over there.
I ran into the library and grabbed it, so I didn't even know. Yeah. So anyway, this has been Sportsy Talk. It's good to have you back.
I'm glad
that we have working headphones for the second half of the show.
That was nice.
That was nice.
That was good thinking. That's some real DJ stuff you
I know.
Today.
I saw a thing and I stuck a thing in it. That's what I do.
You stuck a thing in a thing?
Yeah, that's how I do.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's all I do. That's it.
That's my dream.
This is...
someone stuck a thing in my thing.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. This is WFMU, and this has been Sportsy Talk for this week. And we'll both be back next week, I believe.
I think.
We hope. We don't know. It could happen.
I don't know.
All right. So until then, thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Good evening, Sandy.
Good evening, Dave.
Who's your best friend?
I don't know who my best friend is.
You don't know, or you decline to say?
It's hard to say.
Not counting your wife, of course.
Of course.
It's a different relationship.
I don't know. I have a lot of good old friends, and it's hard to say who is my best good old friend. How about you? Who's your best friend?
How many people away am I? I'm not ignoring your question. Postponing my answer. How many people away am I from being your best friend?
Maybe like third or fourth.
You think I'm third or fourth?
Yeah.
What have I got to do? Because I can't go back in time. I can't know you for longer.
Right.
What have I got to do to climb that ladder?
You would have to get rid of the others.
So if I said that you were my best friend, you would say that I was your best friend?
I didn't say that.
You're just saying that that would be a first step. It might move me to number two.
Yeah. Maybe. But it's hard. How do you replace? How do you jump ahead of people I've known my entire life?
Well, certainly there are things. There are times when you're closer to certain people. Like you have a stable of best friends, of closest friends.
Right.
And as you go through life, as you navigate life's changes.
Yes.
At certain times, you may feel closer to some.
Yes.
Than others. And then that changes as you grow older and things shift. Certainly, I haven't always been made potentially your third best friend.
Right.
But I'd like to move up the ladder. I'd like to move up the ladder with everybody because, you know, maybe I could only have one ultimate top best friend at any given moment, but I could be any number of people's best friend.
That's true.
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah.
I'm really fun.
You are.
I like to, when I'm around, I'm looking to have fun generally.
Yeah.
I'll make the fun happen. I'll bring the fun.
You bring the fun.
Who's your favorite actress?
Huh. I don't know who my favorite is.
Mm.
Have we talked about this before? Because I feel like I know your favorite actress is...
You might be off.
No? I mean, yes?
Yeah, I'm sort of into a new actress.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I mean, I've been into her for a little while, but now I'm really into her.
I don't know who my favorite is. Who's yours?
Favorites are tough, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you don't know who your favorite is because, you know, I really like my favorite and we could kind of get into my favorite actress. We could watch movies. You could come over and watch movies. We could watch some of the movies that she's in.
Right. You could.
My favorite actress, you want to guess?
Jessica Lange.
That's a great guess. And up until, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the thing about Jessica Lange is she's not my... I like her. And I had a crush on her in several roles, things like Tootsie,
right,
or the King Kong remake,
right,
when she played Dwan. Do you think she's the only character ever to be named Dwan?
I don't know. Was it spelled Dwan?
Uh huh.
Wow.
Now that's how you build character. That's how you give somebody something memorable, right? Just invert the middle letters of a traditional name,
right.